10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall, your source for the truth and what's really happening today.
Hello, folks. I'm Nathan Liao, and you're listening to the Watchman's Cry, News from the Wall. This is our first reporting segment coming to you today, October 6, 2011, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. This is our first program, folks, the first of many periodic segments where we will be communicating with you the reporting of what's going on in Babylon and in the world. For those of you that are taking notes, the website is watchmanscry.com. We're going to be doing these episodes from time to time, so that we can touch base with you and discuss the events that have transpired in recent news. Why are we doing this? Jesus said to watch. He said to watch, to be vigilant, and to be ready. My friends, right now, there are many, many reasons that we need to be watching so that we can be alert, doing what we're supposed to be doing, preparing our hearts, preparing our families, warning our loved ones, staying alert, staying sober, and not going to sleep. It's important to be thinking about these things because there's a tendency in this day to just take things lightly, to be apathetic and complacent. You know, folks, that's one of the biggest battles that we as Christians face, and that is to just be on autopilot and to not really consider all of the things that are happening around us. And when we start thinking that way, folks, there's a tendency for our guard to come down. There's a tendency for us to tolerate the sins of the land and the stains of Babylon. And there's a tendency to not really be ashamed or shocked. You know, folks, when the sins of the land become a common theme all around us, it's easy to allow them to be incorporated in our own lifestyle and eventually merging ourselves with the thinking and the attitudes of Babylon. My friends, that's not what we're called to do. The church, the ecclesia, the body of Christ, if we're a part of that body, then we as the ecclesia are the called out ones. If you're a part of the body of Christ, that means you're one of the called out ones, meaning that you do not conform to the ways of the lifestyles around you. You think different, and you're trying to be different. It's not always easy to do that, folks. It's hard out there. It's hard to be separated. So that's what this program is about. We're going to be talking about these things. We're going to be talking about events going on in this world. And I'm going to bring some issues to the table from time to time. I'm going to bring some challenging topics to the table from time to time. But the purpose of these topics and these admonitions is so that we can all be encouraged in a challenging way to not give up and to keep striving. Folks, the old time is gone. We've entered a new time now. We've entered a changed time that is happening in real time. I know that most people look at time where they live. If you live in America, you look at time based on your time zone, Eastern time, Central time, Pacific, and Mountain time. But my friends, we are now in a different time. In the last 3 years, we've been in overtime. Some would say that it was sudden death overtime, but unfortunately, this is not a game, folks. It's not going to be a tie either. And unfortunately, there are many that are losing. I know that some are trying to endure, and folks, that is a challenge for all of us, that we all endure. I want to see you endure, my friend. In the last 3 years, we've been in overtime. We're in overtime to finish preparing. We're in overtime to finish getting ready. Some of you may be asking, ready for what, Nathan? My friends, soon it's going to be nighttime, my friends. A nighttime where it's going to be hard to get the work done. Because when this nighttime arrives, we will be in a new season where it is all work just to survive, just to continue. When it's nighttime, it's necessary to have a lamp so that you can see. And I have a question, my friends. Do you have a lamp? I'm not just talking about a flashlight, although having one of those would also be a good thing. I'm talking about having a lamp inside of you, the light of God. I know that some of you do. I also know that some of you do not. It's time to get one, folks. It's time to work on our souls. Some of you know what to do, and some of you also don't know what to do. For those of you that are trying to endure, and you're trying to find out what to do, or you're trying to do the right things, and for those of you that may not know what to do, I have some good news. It's possible to find out what to do. It's possible to get the information. Folks, we all need to be doing something right now. Something spiritual. Something in preparation. Something that will improve your spiritual walk and your relationship with God. And for those of you that may not be attending church right now, I have a brand new program at Watchman's Cry Ministries where these things are talked about and these things are going to be explained in detail, in depth, to help those that want to find out what to do. The new program is called Meet in Due Season. If you haven't had the chance to hear those programs yet, please make the time to do that. We just did our third one last Sunday. You can go to watchmanscry.com, and on the front page there will be a link that you can click on and download those messages. I invite you to listen to them, share them with your loved ones, and also, my friends, share this program. Because I want to maintain contact with all of you that may be in the wilderness, that may be alone. You're not alone. There are many, many thousands and thousands of other individuals that are like-minded with you, that are awake to what time it is, but they're also living alone geographically where they're located. But we are all part of the same body of believers, of those that are striving to understand these things and to be ready for his appearing, that may be pretty soon. When I say pretty soon, I mean in the next few years. I don't know, folks. There's a lot of things going on right now, and that's why I want to be aware. Folks, as I was saying, it's going to be nighttime pretty soon, but even in the night, it is also always salvation time. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to make sure that we are dealing with our salvation. All of us, right now, while we still can, while we still have the means, right now, before it's too late. When is too late going to be? I don't know, folks, but it seems like as the days go by and the weeks go by, as the year of 2011 is coming to a close, it seems that many events are approaching. But when we look back at the timeline of this year, at the historical events that have already taken place just in the last several years, folks, a lot of things have happened. A lot of events, very, very pivotal historical events have happened to this planet, to this world, to the United States of America, or to the Eurozone. But these events aren't finished. History is not finished accomplishing its goal of destiny. There's a lot of things that are still happening, and there's a lot more that is still approaching, my friends. A lot more things are going to happen. I know that as many of the remnant of God have been watching for pivotal events to occur, there's been a lot of anticipation among those that are watching. And while people are anticipating, and some speculation has also been going on, there have been some assumptions that have been made. There have been some that are guessing at some of the events. And you know, folks, I'm not saying that to fault anyone. There's been a lot of chatter over the last several weeks, considering the time of the year we're in. And there are some dates on the calendar that have made it interesting for those that are trying to just figure out the pieces of the puzzle. And I know that many of you have been wondering how the events are going to play out, and are they related to some of the dates on the calendar? For example, Rosh Hashanah just happened at the end of last month, and now here we are approaching Yom Kippur, and a lot of individuals have wondered if there's going to be some major pivotal events happen in that time slot. And you know, folks, I don't know the answer to that. Rosh Hashanah just happened, and I know a lot of people are wondering if Comet Elenin was going to play a role during this time of the year. I never really had that answer. I know I spoke about it on my other radio program, and we actually discussed if Elenin was going to make an impact. I remember saying that I do not know if Elenin was significant or not. I guess we were going to just have to wait and see. And you know, folks, at this point in time, I still don't know. I know that some have already said, well, she didn't do anything during Rosh Hashanah, or she fractured or fragmented or broke apart. See, nothing happened, so you guys made a big deal out of nothing. Well, I wouldn't say it was nothing, because at minimum, Elenin was in the sky. And when we consider where Elenin was located in the heavens, the next question must be asked was, did she paint a sign in the sky while she was in the sky? If she's going to go away while she was around, was she a sign of some things that are to come? Was she just the beginning, the harbinger of other events that are coming? I'm asking a lot of questions, and those are the things that I've wondered about, and I really don't have those answers. I don't know everything, folks. God shares with me some things from time to time, but he doesn't share everything with me. I want to say this, folks. I don't have all the answers. The Bible says that we only know in part, and we only prophesy in part, and one person doesn't know everything. I know that there were some individuals out there saying that Elenin was pretty much going to destroy the world and cause a lot of havoc, and there were some groups that were saying that they were going to be hiding in caves, in the caves of Missouri, because if you waited too long, it was going to be too late. But here we are in the first week of October, and folks, I'm not just going to act like none of these things were talked about, because, again, honesty is always the best policy, and having intellectual integrity is always the best course of action. So there have been some that have been thinking that Elenin was going to do some very, very drastically destructive things to this planet. So for those that may have been concerned at this point, thank God nothing happened, right, folks? Over the last few years, we've talked about a lot of different impending events that I have warned about, that the Holy Spirit has shown me were coming over the land. And the majority of events that I have seen coming over the land in prophetic dreams or in visions have usually been in the category of the fourfold judgment. Now, the fourfold judgment, I've talked about that many, many times over the years. You can go to my website. I have articles about it. But in summary, the fourfold judgment is, it's the judgment package that God has imposed upon the Israel of the scriptures in times past. And we can read in the scriptures where God had warned Israel if they forgot about his commandments and if they went astray, God would send four different categories of judgment. And those categories are famine, pestilence, the sword, which is war, and then evil wild beasts. And I've spoken about those things, and when we look at the events that would fulfill the fourfold judgment, the category of famine would fulfill a lot of the things that seem to be happening right now in the United States and in parts of the world. Because famine is when there's a disruption of food, whether it's caused by drought or distribution failure or economic hardship, lost jobs, an economy that's melting. There's a lot of things that cause a famine, folks. And when we look back at history and we look at the causes of famine just in the last century all around the world, many times they are caused by corrupt governments or distribution problems or crop failures, weather failures, drought. And then when we look at the domino effect of famine being across the land, there's usually a cascading effect of lost wealth in the affected zone. We can usually observe that usually there's a loss of jobs in the affected zone. There's a money failure. There's a crisis of currency or a banking crisis or a sovereign debt crisis. So when we look at famine through history, usually it's because man has messed up their monopoly game and they made the wrong choices. And right now, in this world, my friends, and right now in the United States of America, there's a famine problem happening. We're approaching 47 million people on food stamps. If those people were not on food stamps right now, folks, what would it look like here in America? How would they be acting? What would be the results in society? Would that change the numbers of crime? Would that affect the statistics of crime? Of course it would. Because when people do not have the ability to feed their family, then they can unfortunately choose to do some desperate things. So right now we have 47 million Americans on food stamps. That's a famine, folks. During the first Great Depression, we had the soup lines and the bread lines, but today we have food stamps. So essentially, food stamps are the bread lines of the new millennium. In addition to that, we have the loss of jobs. The unemployment has skyrocketed, and since the crash of 08, it has not subsided. In fact, it's getting worse, folks. We're not better off now than we were when Obama took office. It's gotten worse. The numbers that are being reported officially for the unemployment rate are a lie. They're not true. The unemployment rate is not just a few microns below 10%. The true unemployment rate is probably 20 to 21 to 22%, maybe even higher right now, folks. Right now, we are witnessing one of the biggest media circuses, one of the biggest smokescreens of lies. We're witnessing one of the biggest ongoing charades, ongoing campaigns brought to you by our great charitable leaders at the Ministry of Propaganda, the administration of the federal government, in cahoots with the media that is broadcast on cable channels and cable networks and newsprint and by reporters who either through ignorance do not tell the truth or through instruction do not tell the truth. Nevertheless, we're witnessing that. It's a big charade, folks. But again, that unemployment situation here in America is just at its beginning. The candle of unemployment is going to continue to melt away, with the end result being millions and millions and millions of Americans existing in living standards that they never ever thought they would ever see. We're watching it happen before our very eyes, folks. And it's not a coincidence that this is happening. It's not just because there are some educated men in high places that made bad decisions. It's happening because of a spiritual reason. It's happening because America is morally sick and spiritually bankrupt. It's happening because we're under judgment, folks. I know that people don't want to hear that. People will fight and kick and scream and holler and reject the notion that America could be under judgment. But my friends, just look around. It's beyond debate. The majority of the states in America are melting. They are all undergoing their own debt crisis themselves. They are experiencing record numbers of layoffs in all sectors, in all categories, private, public, municipalities, counties, states. We're seeing jobs that at one time were promoted as being recession-proof now going through their own meltdowns. They're experiencing their own collapse. We're seeing teachers being laid off by the thousands across America. We're seeing doctors, librarians, firefighters, policemen being laid off, deputy sheriffs. We're seeing whole police stations closed down. We're seeing hospitals closed down. Schools are closing down. We're seeing entire neighborhoods being abandoned. We're seeing weeds overgrowing in brand new subdivisions that just 2 or 3 years ago were cookie cutter cul-de-sacs painted on billboards, advertising the American dream that could come true for the buyers of these houses. But now, they're houses that have seen better days, that have been ransacked, vandalized, strip mined for their copper metals and copper tubing, their air conditioning units and the components that are found within their walls. Who would have thought, folks, just 5 years ago, that this would be the future of America? But we're watching this happen all around us. It's the fourfold judgment, and the economic meltdown is part of the famine segment of the judgment, my friends. I know that this is not great news, But this is the news of truth. This is the news of reality. This is the news of what time it is. And if any of us are going to be awake, number one, we have to understand and know that we are living in an entirely different situation than we lived just a few years ago. Every one of us, my friends. And this thing is not just going to go away. We're not just living a temporary downturn. This is not a hiccup or a speed bump in an otherwise perfect land of America. America is no longer perfect. And some would argue that she never was perfect, but nevertheless, my friends, this is the world we're living in right now. And it's not just happening in America. I know that I concentrate a lot on America and I talk about America a lot, but my friends, that's because this is where I live. And God called me to be a watchman and a voice and a messenger to warn the people of America because this is where I live. But in addition to America, this thing, this judgment that is ravishing the land of America is also affecting other parts of the world. It's affecting most of the West. And as many of you know, it's also affecting the Eurozone. Europe is also imploding. Europe is undergoing historical events in her own right. So the big question to be considered is, when is the next shoe going to drop? How loud is the thud going to be? And on which continent will it drop first? Will it happen in Europe first or will it happen in America? At this point in time, at the beginning of October 2011, it seems that it's going to happen in the Eurozone first. Also, besides the famine part of the judgment happening in America, we also have the sword judgment that is going to arrive in America. Now, the sword judgment biblically means that war occurs. It means that fighting and violence occurs. That means that the land gets overrun, overwrought, occupied, invaded. It means that the land finds itself defeated by enemies that God allowed to be raised up for the purpose of chastisement. So the big question that many wonder about, the big question that I wonder about, my friends, is how is the sword judgment going to play out here in America? Is it going to play out with an enemy invasion like Red Dawn? And if that is the case, who's that enemy going to be? Is it going to be China? Is it going to be Russia? Korea? Is it going to be some other enemy that we haven't even thought about? Could it be an enemy from south of the border, Mexico, South America, Venezuela? Is it Iran? I don't know, folks. God hasn't revealed that to me. I know that some of you have received prophetic dreams and warnings about these things. So God's showing many people that there's some very, very heavy duty events that are approaching, my friends. So the question of how it will play out is what we talk about on this program. Now, eventually, my friends, I do believe that it will play out with an attack on America. And the reason I say that is because I have seen visions of several attacks occur here in America. I've seen missiles flying, missiles landing in portions of America. Those of you that are regular listeners have heard me talk about that. Of course, I don't know when. I have no idea, but I believe that those things will happen. And I also know that many of you also can concur with that. God has shown many of you prophetic dreams of missiles flying and hitting parts of the country. So again, when it happens, I don't know, folks. But in addition to an attack on America, I also believe that America will eventually also find herself a police state. A full-blown, tyrannical, fascist, communist police state with dictatorial laws where freedoms have been abolished, where the Constitution has been thrown away. Those days are coming eventually, folks. Now, I don't know when those things are going to happen, but eventually they will happen because prophetically, when we look at the scriptures, eventually the New World Order beast, one world government, is going to take over this planet. And if it takes over this planet, it's also going to take over America. And the rule of law, the rule of the new kind of dictatorial laws, will be what governs the people over the land. And all the people will be reduced and viewed by the powers that be as chattel property of the state, just like the Soviet Union viewed their citizens. That's going to happen someday, folks. But because the Bible does say in Revelation that the beast is going to take over the world. So that's going to happen eventually. Now, again, I don't know when that's going to happen. but I do believe it will. Now, between now and the time where Revelation starts to be fulfilled, that could be just a handful of years. It could be several handfuls of years. It could be decades. Folks, I don't know. I've heard arguments that explain that the events of Revelation can be just in the next few years. It's way closer than we even realize. I've heard arguments for that, and some of them make sense. But I can also see some arguments where it may be a little bit longer, maybe 5 or 10 years away, maybe 20 years. Folks, at this point, I'm just being honest. I'm not sure when these things are going to happen, but I do know this. At this point in time, as I'm watching the events of the world, I'm leaning more towards the realization that these events could be getting closer and closer, because this implosion of the financial world here in America and in the Eurozone could create the exact scenario where the finances of the present world would become the financial system of the old world. But then there's going to be a new financial rise up out of the ashes of what's going on now. So as we watch the world continue to implode, it does look like eventually as the dollar collapses and the Eurozone collapses, the Euro collapses, that the world is going to be screaming for a new financial system. And it looks like we're getting closer to that, folks. So that's why I'm saying I'm leaning more toward the realization that the new money system is phase one of the coming New World Order beast. That thing needs to be in place before the governing units of the New World Order take over. Revelation 13:1 says the beast rose up out of the sea, but we don't know what happened before verse 1. Why did it rise up out of the sea? Why did the world believe in this new financial system? Well, possibly that's what we're witnessing right now, folks. We're witnessing the why of the last legs of the financial system, of the dollar system, the dollar as the reserve currency. The world's very volatile right now, folks. Very volatile. A lot of things are going on, and it was just a little over a week ago that we were watching the Israeli-Palestinian situation. The Palestinians wanted the UN to vote on statehood for them, and that vote was delayed. It was going to be voted on a little over a week ago, but at the last minute, the Palestinians said, we want to delay it until we get our ducks in a row. So that thing's going to be delayed for a few weeks or even a few months. You know, folks, for a while, it looked like that was going to erupt. And I was wondering, was the United States going to turn its back on Israel? What was the result going to be of that vote? Were they going to vote for Palestine or not? Obama said that he would not, but then the vote was canceled. So what's going to happen, folks? It looks like that thing's going to be delayed until the next 1 or 2 months. So when is that going to be? Here we are at the beginning of October. That takes us to what, November? At some point in November or December. So I guess we'll wait and see on that one. But, you know, folks, I was left wondering what the blowback was going to be if the vote came back positive for Palestine. What was the blowback going to be for that? Was the Muslim world going to feel empowered to attack Israel at that point? To increase terrorist attacks? And then if we look at the blowback from a no vote, that also didn't look very promising, because what sort of anger was going to be displayed by the Muslims of the world? Would that cause more terrorist attacks? Would that cause America to be attacked? If America was the only country that said no, and would that be the motivating factor, the fuel for the fire of terrorism here in America? You know, folks, that thing is still on the fire. It's bubbling. It's a pot that is waiting. It's a cauldron of a very volatile mix. So it's just going to be a few weeks, and I guess we're going to wait and see. But, folks, we need to be doing some praying for that one. Right now, at this point, we've been given a temporary reprieve. Folks, think about this. What if the Palestinians are going to get a no vote and then the terrorism is going to happen in some American cities with the end result of catastrophes, loss of life? What if that is what destiny holds, my friends? But at the last minute, a little over a week ago, it was delayed. So if the no vote was going to happen when it was scheduled last month, and then if it was going to end up in terrorist attacks, but then it got delayed, that means that those attacks got delayed. So what if they're going to happen? What if they wanted to delay it because they wanted to have the contingency plan ready to go and they weren't quite ready? What if that was the reason, folks? Now, I'm not saying that that's what it was. Please don't think that I'm trying to forecast an attack, but my friends, I could see this being an excuse for either real terrorism in America or a false flag attack. So that's one thing to be praying about. Now, in the meantime, my friends, this is what I was getting at. In the meantime, we have been given a reprieve. It's bought us some time. It's bought you some time to continue getting your spiritual house in order, to add some prayers to your spiritual account for your family, to pray for your loved ones and your children. Folks, let us redeem the time in the best manner possible. Don't waste it, my friends. Don't waste the gift of time that we've been given. Now, in addition to that vote for the Palestinians, we also have the Eurozone about to fall apart. Just over a week ago, the G20 met and Mr. Timothy Geithner presented his Geithner Rescue Plan, where the Federal Reserve would actually be used to throw money at the whirlpool of the giant Euro Titanic. Interesting, huh, folks? The Federal Reserve threw trillions of dollars at the beginning of this collapse. It was a giant band-aid, but it has not stopped the wound from bleeding. And now, here we have the Federal Reserve now wanting to throw money at the Eurozone to do the same thing. A giant band-aid. This band-aid is not going to heal the wound. This band-aid does not even have the strength of stitches. This band-aid will not heal. This band-aid will only cause the problem to be worse, folks, because it's a band-aid of debt. It's the band-aid of the same remedy that has not worked. It's the band-aid that has proven itself to be a failure. More debt does not solve a sovereign debt problem. This makes no sense, folks. But nevertheless, that's what the Einsteins of the world who gather together have come up with. The Geithner plan to throw money. End result, the world financial order is in ICU. The swans are singing their final song. The violinist is playing his final melody. And he has tears in his eyes. Why? Because he knows that this is the ship's final voyage. And this is going to be a voyage to the bottom of the sea. Right now, Europe has a giant fire break. Right now, the political leaders are arm in arm trying to hold the line. But it's not going to work, folks. Because after all, they're human. And there's one thing that this earth has proven to all of us. It's this. Humans mess up. Humans fail. And humanity left to its own devices is very foolish and without the help of God will never find a solution on its own. So, in result, my friends, it's not going to work. Now, I know that they're saying that it might work, but at what cost? Because, my friends, there's always a cost. So right now we see the Eurozone barely hanging on. We see different countries in the headlines, Italy, Greece, Portugal. They all take turns. Spain, which one's going to fall first? Right now it's Greece on the headlines. Germany's not very happy with the decisions that are being made because they are forced to be included in a remedy that they do not want to pay for. So the fracturing of Europe is happening right now. Indecisive leaders of Europe are wishing for better days. As the Eurozone is finding itself erupting, shaking, sending forth its foreshocks of financial earthquakes. The markets of the world are reacting violently in very dramatic highs and lows. Over the past several weeks, we've seen the precious metals market erupt in a crash of some sorts. Gold went down. Silver went down. Huge losses happened. A lot of people are wondering why. I've seen some of the comments made on the internet by some people who were trying to preserve their wealth in gold and silver, and some of them are openly displaying their dissatisfaction. They're talking about how, man, I thought this was a great investment, and now my silver has lost a big chunk of its value. What's up with that? This is no fun. A lot of people are wondering, how can this be? Well, there's several reasons. But the biggest reason is the dark reason. It's called manipulation. There is also a market of precious metals, which is made up of an electronic fake market, which is also manipulated, which also has the players that are cheaters, liars, and computer programmers that have made their software to influence winning, which unfortunately also creates losers. The market's manipulated, folks. It's not a free market that we live in. And there's also the moves of desperation by hedge fund managers and investors who are playing the futures market, who played the options markets in the equities market and the stock market. And as they saw their stocks go down and there were margin calls because they were betting the wrong direction, then they had margin calls where they owed money. So they had to liquidate some of their gold and silver to pay for these bad decisions. Also, we had hedge fund managers that were seeing their stocks diminish, so they decided to sell their gold and silver, their precious metals, and take the profits so that their books didn't look as bad for their clients. So there's a lot of different reasons for why gold and silver went down, but the core reason that had a cascading effect in a lot of different markets was the manipulation that's happening, folks. It was a chain reaction, a toppling of financial dominoes. As the financial physics took over, and it became a snowball of selling frenzy. And then we have the big boys, the plunge protection team, manipulating the markets and throwing in government money from the treasury to try to hedge up the market with fake numbers. So my friends, it seems that we're surrounded by a lot of fakery these days. The unemployment numbers are fake. The jobs report is fake. The housing numbers are fake. It's propaganda, folks. Here in the land of Babylon, there is a curtain. And this is the curtain that the evil gang of Oz has access to, with their pulleys and their levers, with their switches and their gears. And their pulleys flood the markets, and their levers deceive the markets. And then, eventually, with their switches, they're able to kill the market. It's a market with an assignment, a market that functions with an agenda. And today's market is headed toward a new goal, a desired end game. And eventually, it's going to crash and burn, a great collapse. And then it's going to be retooled and reintroduced with a new design, a global design, a multinational design, a design that goes beyond the borders of many nations. It's going to be a new world with new rules. And those new rules are going to affect all of us, my friends. It's Bible prophecy. So in summary, this is the report, folks. The Greek default, the Eurozone, the big default is coming. At this point in time, it looks like it's going to be Greece to get the New World Order party started. A party where you didn't get an invitation and neither did I. And you know what, folks? I don't think we want to go to that party. But we'll be watching it from the sidelines. It's going to be a loud party. It's going to be a party of many nations with a new alignment. It's going to be a party that's eventually going to turn very brutal. Man, Nathan, you're not painting a very elegant picture for my future. I know, folks. I know I'm not. I wish I could. But you know, folks, it's true that the immediate future looks pretty grim. And the light at the end of the tunnel seems pretty far away. It looks like the light at the end of the tunnel has some obstructions hindering us from seeing the light at the end. And my friends, those obstructions in the tunnel are the events of the next several years. And my friends, when we zoom out and pull back and look at these things through a different perspective, through the spiritual goggles that I frequently talk about, those obstructions are going to be used by God to purify, to purge, to strengthen, and solidify the faith of many of God's people. Those events are going to be used by God, folks, to pour us out and then to refill us with salt that can be used by God in ministry. God wants to use every one of us that are His for His glory. And as these events transpire, folks, He wants to see those who are His acting like His. He wants to see those that are His displaying the faith to show that they are His. He wants to see those of you that are His to finally encounter and realize and understand that you are His and that He loves you. Folks, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be hard. But my friends, through the coming days and the coming season, many of you are going to discover God in ways you never, ever thought that you would discover. You're going to learn to hear His voice. You're going to learn a deeper faith that you will be able to cherish. You're going to find strength within your heart, strength that He gives you. You're going to discover His grace. You're going to discover His peace. And many individuals that have been struggling with the shackles of sin, with the tentacles of Babylon that try to hold so many people down, with the vices of this world that are so hard to break, they're going to find that in the coming events, many of those shackles are going to fall off of their bodies. Many people are going to be set free through the events that are coming, my friends. Why? Because as the heat increases, it'll melt the shackles off on their own. In the big picture, when we really, really think about it, when it's 50 years from now or 100 years from now, where are you going to be? You're going to be in glory land. You're going to be with the saints. You're going to be in the next phase of your eternal life, which is going to be living with God. You're going to be living with a glorified body, and you'll have a testimony. You'll be with your loved ones that you've been away from for the last several years. And many of the things that we're going through right now, when you look back, they'll be looked at in several categories of reasoning. One of them will be, wow, it's not so bad now. That pain at the time seemed pretty bad, but I don't feel it anymore. I don't even remember it. Someday you're going to say you don't remember the pain you're feeling right now, my friends. You will. You're going to notice the glory that's all around you, and you're going to say, this glory that I'm going through right now was worth it, because the pain that I went through back then molded and shaped me, and it gave me faith. It gave me the understanding. It gave me the wisdom to know that God is real and that He's able to take care of His own, because He did see me through some great miraculous events. My friends, God is going to give great miracles to some of you. He's going to provide some great miracles of provision, of His peace, of His grace. He's going to strengthen many of you. But in order for us to discover that we need to have those miracles, in order for us to even put in the prayer request that we need those miracles, folks, we got to be facing the obstacles. So without the obstacles, without the fire, then we wouldn't need His miracles. So that's why He's going to let it happen, folks. Many of you are going to discover Him in ways you never thought you would, but they're going to be an answer to prayer. So, folks, it's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a scary time. It's going to be hard. It'll be challenging. There'll be many tears. There'll be times where it seems like you can't go any further. There'll be times where you feel like you can't make it. You don't think you have it in you, but eventually, through it all, many of you are going to discover God. And you're going to see that you can do it, and you're going to thank Him. We will thank Him, my friends, someday for allowing us to be purged. We'll thank Him. He's the potter, my friends. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end, so I just want to thank those of you for listening. This was an introduction to this new program of news alerts. In future alerts that we put out, future segments, we're going to talk about the events of the day, the happenings of the hour, and the purpose of them is just to make contact with you so that you know you're not alone, my friends. I want to invite you to share this program with everyone that you know. This is a new part of Watchman's Cry Ministry. It's my gift to you, so let it be your gift to somebody else. Let's make this program the light in the midst of the darkness, because, folks, it's going to get dark, and the people do need a light. So here at Watchman's Cry Ministries, folks, we got several new projects we're doing. We have the Sunday Meet in Due Season again. I want to invite you to please go listen to those messages. I'm getting some very good feedback. Many of you are saying that God has been touching you in miraculous ways as you listen to the messages. And He's helping many of you to see salvation and repentance in a different light through those messages. So, folks, please go and listen to those. Meet in Due Season. and also these ones, and then my other regular ones, the Watchman's Cry sermons. I love you, folks. If you can see the value of these programs, we appreciate your support. Our address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, Idaho, 83856. Or you can go to our website and contact us there. My friends, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.